Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's June 5th, 2021. I'm Frederick Penny, your host. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. This is Radio Law Talk. Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter is our producer, and we have got Todd Kunin with us. My co-host, Todd and Denise and I, we're lawyers. Denise does family law. I am a personal injury lawyer, and we have Todd Kunin, who is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in a couple of states and has his own criminal practice, and we have a lot of fun on Radio Law Talk, 855-LAW-RADIO. What a wonderful, wonderful day this is after a great holiday, and we all needed a little bit of break. We had the best of Radio Law Talk this past weekend, gave us time with our families to spend and celebrate our wonderful heritage of our military that protects us and takes care of our country. Thank you again. It is a week late, but thank you for your service. Those who are living and those who have passed away, we really appreciate it here at Radio Law Talk. No matter what your political affiliation is, you have to love those who serve and those who protect us from those things that will take away our freedoms, because that's the most important things are our freedoms.
Which is a great phrase, all gave some gave all, right? Isn't that?
Yeah, and it's funny, it's an interesting, I saw a meme the other day that was really poignant. It was actually a painting someone painted, and it showed a picture of people on a beach, and they're sitting there enjoying the beach on their towels, and underneath it there was soldiers holding up the bottom of the beach underneath them, and it showed the soldiers on a beach fighting and said, they took this beach so you can have enjoy this one, or yeah, something like that. Wow. So it was basically showing D-Day, right? And what a wonderful opportunity for our military to be honored. But, hey, we've got exciting news. We have two wonderful new affiliates, KBFS, Belforce, South Dakota. Is that Forche? Belforce? That's what it sounds like.
Yes, Belforce.
Belforce. Belforce, South Dakota, 1450 AM. Again, KBFS, Belforce, South Dakota, 1450 AM. My understanding is, and I've talked to our affiliates relations individual, that's a wonderful place near, what? Anybody know? Don't.
I'm going to guess the Black Hills.
True, but it's near a very interesting once-a-year place. That's all I'm going to say, once a year.
Once a year.
Sturgis?
Sturgis.
Yes.
Right near Sturgis.
There I go. Even
Sturgis.
Better.
In fact, Sturgis, my understanding is that they get the stationing at Sturgis. So I guess when we have the big motorcycle, Harley, you know.
We got to do a remote from there. That's all.
Cal's going to have to get on his Harley.
We just make it the road trip. We'll do Sturgis. We'll hit Burning Man.
Yeah.
You know, and just get it all done. Denise, I could see Denise out there on, you know, motorcycle with the big gorilla handlebars up at the top. You know, just, she's not bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
Well, on. She is.
Denise, would you do that?
I've only ridden driven a motorcycle once, and my dad let me do it around my house, and I ran into the patio.
Which is not unusual. You get on a bike and you think, oh, and then you forget to stop it. You're like, right? All this weird stuff going on.
Forget to turn.
My daughter's not allowed to get, none of my kids are allowed on motorcycles. So don't get me started on that. Yeah. I love motorcycle people.
You're a personal injury lawyer.
Yeah, I'm a personal injury lawyer. KYDT Pine Haven, Wyoming. KYDT Pine Haven, Wyoming, 103.1 FM. Thank you for joining us. Two new ones. We are so close to the mark, the 100 mark affiliates. We're getting there. We're so close. And then after that, we're hitting. We're going to go for 200. And our Radio Law Talk's just busting at the seams. We really appreciate Joe Spera and those people out there that are really love our show and carrying our show.
Which says nothing of all of the podcast listening that we get as well.
Exactly,
and there are a lot
right.
of people who listen on podcasts. It's available on Spotify, anywhere.
iHeartMedia. iHeart.
Everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah,
it's available.
We're everywhere. And then,
it's on my Apple phone.
That's yeah. exactly right. Oh, yeah. So what we do is you can actually go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. You can go to the podcast, and it basically replays our live shows because we're live 9 to noon every Saturday, Pacific Standard Time. And we just put them in a podcast, our computer people do. And you can search a topic, and that topic will just pop up, and we'll tell you over the last 4 years what we talked about and when. Speaking of topics, we're going to talk about something just happened Friday evening. I haven't even talked to my co-hosts about it. It popped up on the news, and we're going to talk about a judge overturning an important talking about a very important case out of California that will be pushed. It's definitely going to be appealed, but it'll be pushed nationwide. F. Lee Bailey dies. Obviously, we want to, the lawyers aren't perfect, but what a great icon of whether you liked him or didn't. He was a great lawyer. Talk a little bit about him. State of California is paying churches a lot of money, and we're going to talk about that.
Actually, the attorneys.
The attorneys are going to get paid. Yeah. The judge rules on co-ed dorms. We're going to talk about that. Are we talking about a dumb teen arrest? And then we're going to talk about almond milk. And, the almond milk stuff has been in the news. I did an article on that.
Little teeny tiny fingers.
Yeah.
Really hard. It's 5 a.m. If you're out there milking those almonds, they're going to bloat. Come on, get out there.
And we're out of California where most of the almonds are produced, right? But then we go on. We've got about 11 or 12 main topics we're going to talk about today. So anyway, we're gonna have a good time. And most important, we have a thing called case or no case. We're not going to do it now. Those of you first joining us in South Dakota and Wyoming, what case or no case is? Denise, why don't you explain it to me?
Well, our producer, he comes up with a scenario. And usually it's a factual basis and there's some legal concept. And we have to decide whether or not it is a case, an actual case, and if so, what's the outcome? Or if he's just trying to, fool us, and it's not a case at all. And we're playing for 2 points each time, usually. Sometimes we get bonus points when people are missing.
Yep.
And if Cal stumps us all, he gets three. Do you get three or two?
I think I've been getting two, which
okay.
seems unfair to me, but no.
We might have to rethink that.
It's fine.
But he gets three. He gets two, and then we are working for a dinner.
That's exactly right. And you guys still owe me one, right?
We still owe Fred dinner.
Yeah, right. I'm always the one that never gets paid. I always have to pay. But anyway, I'm not going to complain about that. Here we go. I got something very interesting to tell you. Here's the interesting thing. And I want you guys out there, our listeners, I know you've gotten to know Denise, Todd, and I. I want you just to think about us. I know some people pray, some people don't, but it's very important for me. And it's a very, I need to talk about it. I need it to come out here on national radio. It's very important for me, and that is that I've got some serious problems because I'm on a keto diet, and I hate my life right now. Everyone's waiting. Was he announcing some major thing? No, I'm on a keto diet, and I'm depressed. No, I'm not depressed, but I'm having issues with it. But I've lost like 22 pounds.
Attaboy.
And it's doing well, but doggone it, do I crave a large bag of Lay's, I'm throwing it out there, barbecue potato chips.
Oh.
Lay's barbecue potato chips. And I just can't think enough about that. But I just want you guys to feel for me as I'm going through. If I stumble, it's because of my keto. Hey, you know what? I just saw the other day.
That's actually a sign it's working,
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, when we come back, I'll talk about one quick thing, but I don't want to get into it at this point. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Cal Hunter, our producer, will take us out. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We're on all social medias. you know, Instagram, Facebook. Just type in Radio Law Talk. We'll be back and do a case or no case.
Harry, we're talking about South Dakota. When we come back, our case or no case is going to take us to Dickinson, North Dakota, in just a little bit right here on Radio Law Talk. And we thank you for listening, no matter where or how. We appreciate it. We'll be right back. Hold on. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is going to do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Boys are weird. That's true.
Now
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Cal, all I got to say is we got Wyoming stations and South Dakota stations joining us. We're excited about that. And they're going to learn about our kitty bumps. We have the best kitty bumps in the business.
Absolutely.
Our kitty bumps by far outdo any kitty bumps in the nation. Go ahead. Hit a couple.
Okay. Here's an example.
Just for Wyoming and South Dakota, now that you've joined us.
Stop whining.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
That is Armadillo.
That's a good one.
Oh, stop it. Oh, come on. No points for you. Who told you that? Boys are weird. Todd has a kitty. Oh, that's down.
There you go. Just an example.
That's great.
A sampling of it. And we're always looking for more.
You know what we do? Case or no case is the most important thing that people come here for. It's about Cal trying to stump us and going to give us a scenario. It's either a real case or it's not a real case, and we're going to determine if it is a real case what the outcome is. So, Cal, get ready and roll it.
All right, I'm trying to stump you in your car or wherever you may be as well.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
The year is 1997. The place, Dickinson, North Dakota. About 30 years before that, Dickinson had a very successful championship basketball team at the high school. The success was surprising because they were all under 6 feet tall. So a local newspaperman called them the Dickinson High School Midget Basketball Team, and the name stuck as a high school mascot. Fast forward to school district boards 2000 now, and they had people coming to them and saying, we want to continue the high school sports team at Dickinson, but we can't call ourselves the Midgets anymore. In fact, there's a group, I believe it's called the American Association of Little People, that used to be called the Association of Midgets. Even they changed their name. They said, why can't the high school? This is politically incorrect. And so one of those came and decided to talk to a lawyer and saying, calling a team the Midgets doesn't seem right to me. So I went to a lawyer and said, will you help me here? So I asked the same thing. Do we have a case or no case? And Denise Dirks, I'm going to start with you, if I may, because you're on my left. And that's what I always do, deal is left. So it's case or no case. What say you?
I need to know who's the one that is pursuing with a lawyer, because I couldn't get that.
The Association of Little People, one of whom lived in the community.
Got it.
If she goes with a standard tactic.
Stalling.
Stall tactics.
I'm trying to think of a theory. It's kind of like the football teams now that are all changing their names and doing all this stuff and all of that. And the pressure is just really publicly. It's not really a good legal theory behind it. But I really wish the little people would sue the big people.
The little people sue the big people. So I'm fat, so does that mean I get sued?
I would qualify maybe as little people.
Okay.
So let me think about this. I'm going to say that it is not a case.
All right, Mr. Penny, did the little people have a representative come up and file, and I'm not saying that to be deprecating, that's just what it's called, did they have a case or no case?
And I know the answer to this. It's very simple, because of what's going on politically right now. Cal, exactly what he's doing, he's hearing all these political issues of changing the Washington Redskins to the Washingtons. And by the way, my family we are American Indian. I'm Chippewa. I'm not, I think 1/16th or 1/32nd, but my grandma was very dark, and she's all my cousins are Indian, and I guess I just don't get it, but all these changes that are going on, the question is, did Cal just throw this in? Absolutely, this is about Cal throwing in something about what's going on with the politics right now, with people changing things and changing, I guess, history to some degree. So the answer is, she's right again. It is not a case.
Hmm. Okay, Mr. Kunin, what are you going to do? You're going to throw me a bone here, or are you going to go with Denise and Fred?
Well, I'll just employ the Denise Dirks technical analysis and see here. Little is the opposite of big.
Okay, good.
Big is big and little is little.
I know. Oh,
and I will also note that the acronym for the American Association of Little People would be ALP, which ALPs are technically large and big, so there is no
tall.
You know, poetic justice in referring that to. And I am going to absolutely throw you a bone, Cal, and I'm going to agree with my co-hosts here that this is not a case to give Cal an opportunity, if he has stumped us, to get points. So all three of us have said no case.
All right, so here we go. You ready for the answer?
Yes.
We are. Me too. For those of you who say it was a case, I am. Wait, who say it was not a case?
All of us.
I am so sorry.
Oh, my gosh, it's a real case. He stumped us.
Filed by the Little People of America. And eventually there was a public vote, there was a school board recall attempt, but despite the objections of the Little People of America, Dickinson High School is a public high school located there and is currently still known as the Dickinson Midgets.
So they lost.
Kept the name.
Oh, my gosh, they lost.
Can I point out a technicality here?
Oh, sure.
So the technicality is, what did you say the name of the organization was?
The
Little People of America, LPA. But in the setup for all of this, you referred to them as the American Association of Little People.
I don't know which one it is, but it's one of them. I know. I mean, it's just a true story. I went to high school with a vertically challenged kid who played on our football team. He was the holder for the kicker. He didn't have to kneel down. He just kind of went out there and you know, caught the snap and held it for our kicker, who, by the way, had no arms. He was a thalidomide child and was born without arms. So it was a fun thing to watch, and I think a very heartwarming thing to watch. When we were trying a field goal or an extra point, our kicker ran out there with no arms, I guess technically they call them dwarfing, you know, not really a midget. It was kind of the dwarf style of body type. He would run out there. Ronnie was his name, and it was an awesome experience. I loved it. So
we have the same thing. I grew up with a guy that was in a rodeo clown for the PBR. He was famous, and it's called Little Charlie West. It's called Big Charlie West, but Charlie West, still a good friend of mine.
Cool.
Healthy as a horse, and he's in his almost 6 years old.
Yeah, he's lucky.
He's healthy as a horse. So we'll be back. And we'll talk about F. Lee Bailey. We're going to celebrate him a little bit.
Nobody's celebrating my 3 points. Anyway, that is case or no case.
Now you get three and not two?
Okay, my 2 points.
You know what? I make a vote. Let's vote that Cal gets 3 points.
Let's just go out and we'll talk about it later.
Apparently there's some dissension in the ranks. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's...
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S., part of a historic agreement to reform the global tax system. That's what a U.K. official says today about the deal agreed to by the G7 nations. The agreement calls for a global minimum tax rate of 15% on corporations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says this will stop companies from moving their profits to other countries to avoid taxes. The latest jobs report is proof America continues to climb out of the depths of the pandemic. President Biden saying that yesterday after learning that almost 560,000 jobs were added in May.
This much is already clear. We're on the right track. Our plan is working. And we're not going to let up now. We're going to continue to move on. I'm extremely optimistic. I hope you are as well.
Biden credits the American Rescue Plan for growing the economy by providing more access to the COVID vaccine. Some economists, though, expecting the number of jobs added to be higher. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Not literally.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
You know what? Radio Law Talk is a little self-serving, too. I just thought about this, and I think I can do this. I'm going to shout out to my partner, Kevin Elder, who... He's a wonderful trial lawyer. We had our first full COVID trial in California, at least in this one county. I believe we're the first COVID jury trial where the jury sat behind us, in front of us, and around us. And our verdict, it was a disputed, heavily disputed liability case, who was at fault. And we won, I'm going to say, a very substantial verdict, much higher than millions. Higher than we were offered by the insurance company. So congratulations.
Was that a workplace or what?
No, just an auto accident. Just an auto accident. And it was...
But a hot debate over...
Who crossed the center line and hit? It was a head-on. Who crossed the center line?
Hmm.
So heavily disputed liability. And I don't want to get into details. Maybe I will get into details after everything's finalized. But I don't know that there's going
to be... But the more the money, the heavier dispute. Of course, it would be heavily disputed, I would imagine.
Well, we could have got zero. We could have got zero.
Right. But I'm saying the risk profile for the insurer.
Right. No, it's a risk profile for everyone. That's what's scary about when you guys go to trial. What we don't talk about, probably I haven't brought up in Radio Law Talk, the amount of risk that personal injury lawyers, and I know nobody feels sorry for us. I'm okay with that. I don't feel sorry for lawyers either. But the amount of risk that we take in taking those cases to trial, remember, it's fully contingent. And we have to put the money up ourselves for expert fees. And you guys know this. The cost for an expert, biomechanical engineer, a human factors, who, you know, what were they thinking? When did they react? Experts that look at the black boxes, they're not cheap. Tens of thousands of dollars a lot of times
now,
per person.
Did the experts testify? Sorry, did the experts testify online, or did you have to, because it was a jury trial, did they have to bring them into town?
No, they were in town. And I didn't show up to all. I didn't see all of it. But my recollection is the vast majority of them were there live. In fact, if not all of them. I'm just trying to think if there was one that may have been via Zoom. But I'm almost positive. I know most of them showed up, but I don't. Wow. I can't remember if there was one expert or not.
It's like $50,000 to $60,000 to do a case on the average, right?
Oh, more than that. Our cases are more than that. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands. And I know some lawyers. They'll spend $1 million on a case, you know. And if you lose, you lose the
million. Bye bye.
You buy that. You lose that money. Wow. So, it's quite the risk for. But anyway, you know, look, Pat and my partner on the back, Kevin Elder, boated lawyer, former one of the lead trial lawyers for insurance companies.
Good job, Kevin.
Insurance company. You guys know him. He's a phenomenal trial lawyer. Yep. So, kudos to him. Speaking of great trial lawyers, F. Lee Bailey. I recall. When I first started my practice, I started around 1992. It was about 1994. There was the O.J. Simpson. I think it was 94, 95. And again, going through law school, everybody heard of F. Lee Bailey. You know, he was the man. And I know he ran into some tough times. But I like to celebrate his positives. And he was a champion of people. And he was a phenomenal trial lawyer. Whether you liked him or not, that guy was a great trial lawyer.
And a master media manipulator.
Exactly.
He was a master at that.
Well, it's not just that, Cal. It's not the lawyers, the ones that are the manipulators. That means, you know, being a trial lawyer is almost like acting. I don't want to say it is fully acting, but you are in front of a jury, in front of people, and you've got to tell your story. And it is a story. Every case is a story, and you have to tell the story. And people don't realize that. And I remember going against one wonderful, great trial lawyer with tons of experience when I was young, and I beat him at trial. And basically, the jury came back and said, in essence, because you can go talk to the jury afterwards. They just kind of said, dude, you're just way too smart and over our heads. And he was an intellectual, and it just, he didn't resonate with the jury.
So they didn't like him.
Well, no, they didn't. No, that wasn't the case. They did not like him. It just bored them. You know, you can bore them. Who wants to be there? Seriously, think about it. Cal, you have to be there for 2 weeks sitting there listening to people on a case. The vast majority of people, some people are love it, think, but. You know, and you got so much on your plate right now, Cal.
Right, and a highly technical case.
But, yes.
You're right about that.
Would you not be falling asleep? You know, you got a mask on.
Good point.
You know?
And some people forget to underscore the point. And you have to underscore the point like two or three times and be repetitive about it. Because if you get too much in your head, then you can't get it to the juries.
Underscore the point and know when to get out and say, okay, I've made that point. Moving on.
Yes. Right.
Yes,
right.
So they don't bore. Yes.
There's all kinds of fun stuff about it. But F. Lee Bailey, so when I was just starting my law practice, I remember people going, wow, you watching the O.J. trial? And I'll never forget saying, no. And not only that, I hardly know what's even going on because you're so busy practicing law and trying your own cases. Who had time to watch that? But afterwards, later on, you watched bits and pieces of it and realized that what a great trial lawyer he was. And what did they say he was? What did, whether you like O.J. Simpson or not, O.J. said, quote, he was able to simplify everything and identify what most vital parts of the cases were, is what he said.
Exactly. So and the jury could relate to it.
That's exactly right.
I think that's a common mistake that a lot of prosecutors, especially younger prosecutors, make when they first are out there as a former prosecutor and one who supervised young prosecutors teaching trial practice and stuff. The prosecutors didn't realize that not all evidence has the same evidentiary weight. Okay, and so take a DUI case. They'll go in and they'll focus on the fact that the blood alcohol level was a 0.10, and that wasn't really a highly contested fact in the case. The really contested fact in the case was whether or not there was driving involved, for example. But if the DA is going to focus on blood alcohol level so much, now the jury thinks, okay, this must be a big deal, and the driving doesn't really get hammered on. When they're in the jury, when they're in the jury box or back deliberating, it's like, oh, now let's get to driving. Wasn't a whole lot on that. We're going to go ahead and acquit. And so there's just this inability. I think prosecutors forget that trials are not just plugging in elements into a computer and let the program go ahead and spit out the verdict. These are people here. These are people. And you got to treat them that way. And Nephi Bailey was a master at treating people like people and not talking over their heads.
Yeah, 855. Yes. Go ahead, Denise.
Just simplifying things. I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but you get into a case and maybe you get a little overwhelmed. And you're like looking at the forest and you're not really focusing on the tree.
Right.
Right? That's what he could do. He could focus on the tree and he knew which tree to focus on.
And that doesn't mean dumbing down. It means finding the points of emotional resonance, in my opinion. Like you say, Todd, the one that really counts is when you see a juror go, oh, right?
Yes.
Or you have you see some reaction and you understand, okay, traction here. I got traction on that point, right?
Right.
Yes.
But figuring
and
that
you
out.
Build on it.
855
yes.
Law Radio, 855-529-7234. Tell us if you've been on a jury before and what you thought of the attorneys, and did they bore you or did they make it exciting or what?
You know, Fred, you were talking about Ethley Bailey's participation in the O.J. Simpson case. Well, here's one that people might not even recognize that Ethley Bailey had a hand in. Have you ever seen the movie The Fugitive? The movie with Harrison
yes.
Ford, based upon the series from 63 to 67.
The One-Armed Man.
Yes,
right.
And that was all loosely based on the Sam Shepard case from 1954, where Sam Shepard was found guilty of murdering his wife, Marilyn. Well, F. Lee Bailey handled the appeal and was able to prove to the court that Shepard had been denied due process. And so that conviction was overturned.
And that was because of publicity in
yes.
particular.
And then Bailey represented him in the retrial on which he was acquitted. And so that is, I mean, F. Lee Bailey, that example there led to a series, led to a movie. So if you never knew that, you were familiar with the influence of his work that dates all the way back to the 50s.
Yes, he also represented Patricia Hearst, which during that time, that was a really important issue. I mean, she was held captive for a period of time, and then she was, what she claimed, was forced to rob a bank, but it looked like she participated. This is like video evidence now that's at play, and this is a very old case, and even though he lost that case, she was ultimately exonerated, not exonerated, what's the word when the president
pardoned by
yes.
Carter.
Yes.
But that's interesting. That is one that he lost that they don't like to hear about, but she didn't have a lot of good things to say about him, but I get it. But F. Lee Bailey, what a great attorney, what a great activist for his clients. He did have some issues and was disbarred. We don't want to get into the negative. We appreciate all that he did in teaching us lawyers how to be great trial lawyers. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about the state of California writing big checks.
And you are listening right now to Radio Law Talk on many of your favorite radio stations and online or via podcast. We thank you for doing so, and we'll be back in just a little bit right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Oh my gosh, do we have to talk about COVID again? But, you know, obviously we've talked about the legal issues with COVID for what, how many years we've been doing this, guys? At least a year and a half talking about COVID.
Talking about COVID, yeah.
And the legal issues, and we've gone through every single one of them. And the biggest one, one of the biggest ones we talked about is the churches being treated differently than businesses. And I always laugh about this. I'm trying to think. I believe this was a cousin. My wife just told me about it. Is that this family during COVID had a funeral, and they weren't, you know, they're not able to gather with a bunch of people. And what they did instead is they, and it was like close to 200 relatives that wanted to see. It was like a grandpa or whatever. And what they did is they held a funeral with just a few people, and they all met at Costco afterwards to
And they literally did. They all went to Costco and met to see each other because they hadn't seen each other in such a long time.
Because the retail stores were open.
Right. You're able to go there. And mm-hmm. it was kind of.
But you couldn't go to church.
Yeah. But you, so basically the Supreme Court has held, and the state of California has agreed, look, you know, whatever we make retail do, we're not going to let, you know, make the churches do more than that. In other words, if they say 25% retail, it's 25% churches. And so, but what do they have to pay now, though? What did California agree to?
There was one exception. They did uphold the no singing in the church. And so they did uphold that one part, which to me was kind of
weird.
I thought that was weird, too. But they did uphold it and say, the Supreme Court upheld that there could be a restriction on singing in the church.
La, 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 la.
But no restriction on talking to the cashier at Costco.
Yeah, or singing to the cashier.
Right, for that matter, right.
This is so bizarre.
You guys can meet, but you can't worship. Okay, you can meet, but you can't praise.
Remember there's a bunch
of... but you can't.
Remember there was a bunch of church people going and holding their church services in Walmart or whatever, and they were getting kicked out.
That was cool.
We'll meet you at Walmart. We'll have our church services at Walmart. But go ahead, Denise. So they had to pay out some money.
California specifically, yes, had to pay out over $2 million, mostly for attorney fees and costs, quite honestly. Right. The churches didn't really sue for damages. They sued to have the right to, you know, be together and conduct their religious ceremonies and be treated the same as other retail and other businesses. It wasn't just retail.
Right.
It was other businesses that were being allowed to operate at a certain capacity. And some were full capacity.
Right.
So
should they be able to sue for the fact that they can't pass the collection plate when they're not live? I mean, I bet it cost a lot of churches a lot of money.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. And that's what they live on. I mean, that's how they, you know.
They probably could have proven damages, but I don't think that was the point of their
suit. The point was a principle here.
Yes.
This was a settlement, too. It was a settlement. And so it wasn't, it didn't go to court. It was a settlement.
Well, actually, there were two separate.
No. Let me back up. It did go to court, but the settlement amount, the amount they agreed to was an out-of-court settlement, I thought.
Well, I think we're talking about two different lawsuits.
Yes.
The one out of San Diego. The one with the congregation out of San Diego
was
a court-ordered $2 million. And my guess is, looking at this, I could be off on the dates, but after that comes down, then California says, well, we better settle the other one. So then they settle another one for $1.35 million.
Yes. So San Diego went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and then the other one was working its way up, and so California, in its wise choice and decision, decided to settle the second one. So
between the two, it's $3.35 million that they pay out. Two of it was, in one case, pursuant to a court order that was upheld, and then they settled the other one after they realized, well, we ain't going to have much of a defense if we keep fighting this one.
Which raises the question, when have you ever been on a case and you're halfway down the river and you look around and go, oh, man, I am on the wrong side of this? Has that ever happened to you, like it happened to the state of California?
Absolutely.
All the time.
And you know what's something that's happened to me is I've won a motion for summary judgment, and then it's gone up on appeal. And by the time it gets up on appeal, there's been a change in the law. And the appellate court in the Ninth Circuit will hold that new change against you.
Hmm.
And that's happened to me before. And, you know, your clients can only appeal for so long. They can't afford it because appeals are extremely expensive.
I'd imagine.
So.
I remember a case when I was a prosecutor, and it was just a possession of a controlled substance case. But this defendant wanted his trial. And so we spent all day the first day picking a jury and everything. And when we came back the next day, his attorney comes over to me, public defender comes over to me and says, you know, I think my client had the opportunity to look at the disposition of each one of the jurors as we were picking a jury, and he would like to know if we can resolve this case, at which point we did. We resolved it, but it was literally, he went through, and it wasn't until he could, as the judge explained to the jury, sometimes when they see the whites of the jurors' eyes, they realize it's time to settle. And that's what happened. We didn't end up doing a trial on that one.
More cases settle walking up the courtroom steps, as they say. Again, I've settled cases after picking a jury, and that happens also. You just never know. Cases can settle at all Sure. During all stages of the court proceedings and or litigation proceedings.
So how about a drama moment? Your Honor, can we stop the trial for a minute so we can settle? I mean, is anything
like that? No,
that happens all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Not all the time, but it's not unusual. Let's put it that way.
Understood.
But it's usually not right in the middle of cross-examination. Your Honor, it's usually, okay, everything's settled. We're going to take a break. And then that's when they say, hey, Your Honor, we want to talk settlement.
Most people keep talking settlement at all times, but they may not get it completely settled until the stress of the trial is there.
Yeah.
You're just, faith alive.
Like you always say, you are rolling the dice. Yeah. No matter what, absolutely. I don't care how good or bad you're getting, you just never know what a jury's going to say. And then not only that, it depends upon who's sitting there as the jurors.
But right? I think one thing that people need to keep in mind here is that it's very easy to say, well, they reached a settlement because the attorneys wouldn't settle, the attorneys here wouldn't settle. Look, ultimately, it's the client who has to approve the settlement. So in a personal injury case, for example, Fred, you're representing a plaintiff and an offer is made. Is it your call solely to take the, or is it the client's
no,
call?
No, we advise. We advise and they make the decision.
That's right.
I mean, that's here. This is what, to some degree, let me see, because, you know, sometimes there is a client that will say, I want you to take this to trial right now. Well, wait a minute. We've got a phenomenal offer and you have some serious issues at trial. And, you know, the issue is, well, Mr. Penny, you put the money up to go to trial because you got to hire the experts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that becomes an issue, and we have actually in our contract that you've got to be reasonable.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Because, oh, yeah, go ahead and try it and write $40,000 in checks. Oh, we lose? Oh, well, no.
Yeah,
no.
It's like, you know, a personal injury plaintiff says, no, it's a matter of the principal.
It's like,
and you're like, no, it's a matter of your damages.
Yeah.
And a matter of my time. It's like, I don't have the time to be, isn't that bad? We're so busy, Denise and Todd. It's just, we can't, it's like, I want to do this for justice. And that's great, and I don't disagree with that. But just think of, we as lawyers have to do everything for justice. We would not be lawyers. We would not be in business. It's still we have to run a business.
And that includes criminal cases also. Is that not correct? Like the aggrieved who say, I don't care. I want that guy to go. I mean, I presume that happens too.
Well, yes. The thing to keep in mind in a criminal case is the prosecutor does not represent the victim. The prosecutor represents the people. In California, for example, it's the people of the state of California versus John Doe, the whoever the defendant is. Now, California does require that the prosecutor listen to the victim, take into consideration the victim's wants, needs, consult with the victim about an offer, and do that. One of the biggest things that I see get wrong in TV and film is when they say, well, the victim decided not to press charges. Well, in the state of California and in most states, it's not the victim's call. Once that complaint is made and a prosecution complaint is filed, it's the prosecutor's call whether or not to dismiss that case. And you can consider what the victim wants, but the prosecutor technically doesn't represent the victim. They represent the people. And so you can have somebody saying, I want to drop the cases all the time, where this is very common, is in a domestic violence situation where there's a call and a case gets filed. And then the spouse who was the victim says, I don't want to pursue this anymore. And the prosecutor's like, if I don't continue with this case, you're going to be a victim again in about a week. So we're going to keep doing this. And so that's the situation. But, yeah, it's a prosecutor's call.
Interesting, interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk about a Christian college lawsuit. This is very interesting, and I've got to always say this. I wonder why, you know, a lot of the laws are, I'm going to say, some people disagree, maybe becoming a little more liberal. Why didn't they agree with this stuff when I was going to college, right, Todd? When they're talking about who gets to stay in the dorms and take showers together. That's what we're going to talk about. Believe it or not, we are.
That's coming up next hour, right?
Yeah, next hour. Cal, you can't talk about this, though, right?
No, I would not.
You have to be quiet during this time period because this is very interesting.
Stay tuned. As Fred said, lots of good stuff coming up in about 6 minutes here on Radio Law Talk. And we appreciate your listening to us. And remember, the show continues either live on Radio Law Talk or right here on your radio. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.